From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time for All Tech Considered. We begin with a surprise announcement today out of Silicon Valley.
This week, Intel will start looking for a new CEO.
One of the world's largest chip makers needs a change.
As our tech reporter Laura Seidel explains, Paul Otellini, the current CEO, has announced plans to step down in May. That is 3 years before he hits Intel's mandatory retirement age for CEOs of 65.
This is one of the premier Silicon Valley companies. Truly, truly novel, important company. This is the company that fueled the PC revolution.
But Seidel says Intel hasn't kept up, as mobile devices have overshadowed PCs.
Last year, there were more smartphones sold than there were PCs. Intel does not make chips for these mobile devices. And if they're going to move forward, they are going to have to come up with some new technology to compete with these other companies.
And that will be the mandate for whomever Intel chooses to take Otellini's place.
The speculation is that he's stepping down now at the age of 62, rather than waiting until he's 65, because of these challenges, and a sense that maybe Intel needs some new blood to help it move into the post-PC world.
That was NPR's Laura Seidel with today's top story in tech.